I'm in my 40s, and I met my wife in college. We were crazy then, did college things, experimented. You know what I'm talking about. We went to the sex store to buy gag gifts for friends, like a dildo, edible underwear, glow-in-the-dark condoms, that sort of thing. We'd go together, Vicky and I. It was kind of like the thing we were known for, bringing raunchy sex gifts to our friends' birthdays or parties. While we were in the store, we'd browse. We couldn't bring the same gift all the time. Sometimes we'd pick up a thing or two for ourselves. Maybe we used the gifts as an excuse to indulge our dark side. But it was all fun. We were regarded as the kinky couple. Really, I was the king of kink, and she was my queen. I liked that reputation. We were considered hardcore, because back then, no one really experimented with toys. There weren't sex shops on every corner, and they certainly didn't advertise. Also back then, hardcore sex was all about me being dominant. Well, not just me, men in general. I liked that aspect of my reputation, the all-knowing male sex machine. Vicky loved it too, me being the one in control, I mean. Holy shit, I used to make her do some wild things. But that's the past. Vicky and I have been together for 30 years, married for 26. It's hard to believe how far we've come. If our kids knew what we used to do, well, they'd never believe it. We've got 3 kids, great kids. They're in college. One of them is going to graduate this year. My point is, they're pretty much gone. They'll show up on weekends and for holidays, but really, we're empty nesters. When your kids grow up and leave the house, you begin to take stock of your life. I know I did. I plotted my sex life on the x-axis of a graph and years on the y-axis. I factored in the kids and found an inverse relationship of sex to kids. In the 80s, sex with Vicky was damn near off that chart. After marriage, it was still fairly high, but it took a hit in the pregnancy years, and it was all downhill from there. That was how I took stock of my life, plotting out my sex chart. I really envisioned it. I'm an accountant. We love charts of all kinds. Colors, too. Anyway, as I contemplated my dwindling sex life, I also thought about my mortality. Then I thought, holy shit, I'm only in my 40s. That's hardly graveyard-bound. And as I stared at that stupid chart, I panicked. I saw all the sex we had when we were younger, and how much had tapered off. Could this be it? No. My dear, sweet Vicky reminded me that sex was still very much in the cards for us. The night after we dropped our youngest off at college, I came home to a candlelit dinner in the dining room. Vicky served dinner wearing an apron and nothing else.